And a big hello to Mitchell Johnson, enjoying semi-retirement, I suppose you could say. Good sir, how are you this morning?
Yeah, good, thanks, Matt and TK. How are you guys?
We are well. Now, we saw you've hung up the boots in the Test Arena. You played a bit of Big Bash, bit of IPL action happening. You're enjoying the, what do you call it, semi-retirement, perhaps?
Yeah, I think it is. You know, I get that question all the time. Am I still playing or what's going on? But yeah, still playing a little bit of T20 stuff at the moment. Still I'm enjoying that. I actually never used to enjoy it when I was playing full-time. But yeah, look, I've learned to enjoy it. The Scorchers last year was brilliant, so I think I'll go around again.
When the captain says to you, mate, I want you to, a big spell of two overs, you can pretty much smile and say, I've got it under control.
Yeah, the body doesn't get too sore bowling only a few overs. So, although the first game I played, I did run out of puff after, I think I bowled three straight in one of the games, and I was running out of puff. So, yeah, the fitness levels aren't quite there, but it's a good, fun game. It's drawing big crowds. It's really been good for Australian cricket.
Yeah, the game's a bit thin. And the depth of it's thin, certainly, but the pay's all right in the old T20 arena.
Yeah, I mean, well, the entertainment of it all, I think it draws in the crowds, like I said, and it's bringing more people to the games to watch, you know, more families. And you know, a lot of the young kids these days are really into it. So it's, you know, it's really bright and it's refreshing. And I think they did it really well when they brought it in as a city-based franchise.
Now, as a part of your reputation of being the fast bowler, intimidating style of what you had over so many years, you've developed an app, BowlFit. Take us through that.
Yeah, BowlFit is a fitness training app designed for fast bowlers. So we've developed this with Jock Campbell, who's a performance expert with Jock Athletics. So he was, I think, the first fitness trainer with the Australian team just before I came on board. And you know, his wealth of experience is vital to this app. So you know, he's put a lot of effort into this, and you know, it's a basically an adaptive and reactive individual app. So it will work with the individual and update when needed. Work around that. So it includes, you know, your strength and your power, your conditioning, your flexibility, bowling workloads. So all those things, you know, over 300 videos through the app. So it's really exciting to be able to do something like this, especially a guy like myself coming from a regional place, a country place like Townsville, where you had nothing, you know, like from a professional sort of coaching point of view. So to be able to have this, I think, is really exciting.
What age, mate? What age should kids be able to log onto this and have a look and sort of put some of the skills to use?
Look, I think it's most ages, but I think, you know, once you become really serious about your game, you know, that sort of 16 onwards is really a really good age. You know, you can be an A-grade cricketer or a you know, a fourth grade. It doesn't really matter where you are, or you could be at a higher level. So, I think it's for everyone. But, there's a lot of information in there that, you know, it's really exciting to be able to work with Jock on this and get it all out there, because there's definitely, you know, having that experience. You know, I started playing cricket at the age of 18 for Queensland, and you know, retiring only you know, just a year and a half ago. You know, that experience is vital on this app.
I'll be honest with my dodgy shoulder. I'll give it a crack. I was going to say 45s. I'm not 45 yet. We'll give it a go anyhow. Mitchell. Quick one, obviously, not quick one, this could take a while. The development in the Cricketers Association against Cricket Australia and the pay war, what's your take on it, and can we get a resolution anytime soon?
Yeah, I mean, it's something I've been vocal about, and I mean, a lot of people have, and to be honest, I'm over it. It's gone too far, and it needs to be solved. I don't know. I don't think that we'll be missing an Ashes series, but I think the relationship between Cricket Australia and the ACA has been, well, the players have been damaged a lot. So there's a lot going on. I stand behind the players because, you know, I don't want to see the ACA leave if they lose this battle. You know, with David Peaver coming in as the president, and You know, we know his background with Rio Tinto and no unions, so that's what I'm worried about, that the ACA will get their legs chopped from underneath them, and eventually they won't be there for the players. So I think I sort of look at it as the long term picture. I always stand behind the players.
Sure.
Look, I don't know the full ins and outs of everything that's going on behind closed doors, but something has to give soon, because the fans are missing out. I heard recently that the Barmy Army are a chance of losing, going bankrupt. Mm. They've booked all their flights and accommodation and everything like that. So, that would be a pretty sad day. Although it is the Barmy Army, but as fans of cricket, we don't want to see that ever happening.
No, they provide a wonderful backdrop. Whether doesn't matter what country you come from, it's a terrific atmosphere at the cricket. Yeah. So, Mitchell, do you think that's the thought of the players? Why it's been so vitriolic in so many ways is that there's a thought that the governing body, that being Cricket Australia, is trying to railroad the Australian Cricketers Association, your union, out of the game completely.
I believe so. I think that's part of it. And obviously, there's the module that we've fought hard for 19 years. It still works. So I don't know why there's an issue. But, I don't know. Like I said, I don't know exactly what's going on. But just from what I'm reading, I think, there's been some really good articles that have been out there. Gideon Hayes written a couple of really good ones. And I was really impressed with Ed Cowan, how he spoke. He's very passionate about the game. And I just think, I just see that these players need to stay together, but there needs to be a time when something needs to give, and I'm hoping it's soon, because the longer it drags on, the worse it's going to get.
Yeah.
There is an Indian One Day series coming up in the next month or so, I think, or 2 months. Mm. If you lose that relationship with India, then that's big trouble. So, we don't want that. Like I said, these guys want to play cricket. They want to play for their country. It is the state cricketers and the women cricketers that will lose out in the end, with this pay dispute. So there's so much going on. There needs to be action now. I think the talks, it just needs to go underground and be solved.
Well, the Women's World Cup, they potentially could be in a final and then be out of contract. After that, yeah. So there's ramifications, as you said, across the board. What did you make of England-South Africa the other day? South Africa smashed England, Mitchell.
One.
Yeah, and in that last test match. But a dominant display, England seemed to falter wilted quite easily.
Yeah, and I did watch the first test match, and it was quite funny. I was never a big cricket watcher, so I was finding myself sitting there watching the game, and I sort of got the tingles back a little bit. I wanted to get out there, but I think there's been a few comments towards the England team from their own past greats, and weren't impressed with how they performed. So look, they could be in a bit of trouble coming over. They want to be playing consistent cricket, and at the moment they're not. So there's a lot of pressure on them. We know that South Africa play well away from home. They're a class act. The way that they stand up on away series is phenomenal. I think their record is probably the best out of all the countries. So, you can't be too disappointed. You've got to move on and quickly turn it around. But that's good for Australian the Australian cricket team. If all goes ahead, the Ashes series they're not really balanced. They've just changed captains and but at the same time, you want the best team to come over and perform and have a great series.
Mitch, we'll continue to watch you in action in the T20 competitions right around the world. We do thank you so much for your time. I mean, we can get your app, the Bowl Fit app, Mitchell Johnson's new app, Bowl Fit, from the App Store. We all know that. Yep. Even Berkey knows how to do that now. Good on you, Mitch.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. TK, cheers.
There he goes, Mitchell Johnson. Wasn't he a bowler? Left arm tearaway. I don't think we're going to be missing an Ashes series, Mitch Johnson, regarding this pay dispute, but you could hear in his voice he's sort of over it, isn't he?
Yeah.
I'm over it. It's gone too far, yeah. Mitch Johnson.